This is program number LW2727. I have a question for you today. Hi, this is Larry West. What price must freedom cost? On September 17, 1787, the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia adjourned after having adopted what William Gladstone called the most wonderful work ever struck off at a given time by the brain and purpose of man. The Constitution of the United States is a piece of work that stands magnificently alone, but that's because, really, of the caliber of the men who wrote it. You know, history really isn't made by documents. It's made by individuals. It's one thing to speak of the brilliance of those who framed our Constitution, you know, to talk about what an outstanding group they were, but it's quite another thing to realize the price they paid to help us be free. I don't know if you are aware of the price those signers of our Constitution paid, but if you'll give me a minute, I think that you too will be staggered with what freedom cost. 24 of them were lawyers and jurists, 11 were merchants, 9 were farmers and large plantation owners. They were, for the most part, men of means, well-educated, and they signed the Declaration of Independence, knowing full well the price they would have to pay if they were captured. And what price did they pay? Well, 5 of them were captured by the British, charged as traitors, tortured, and executed. 12 of them had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 of them lost sons in the Revolutionary War. 2 more had sons who were captured. 9 of the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence fought themselves in the war and died. Now, come a little closer. I want you to get acquainted with some of them. Carter Braxton of Virginia was a wealthy planter and trader. He saw his ships sunk by the British Navy. He had to sell his home. In fact, he had to sell all of his property just to pay off his debts, and he died in poverty. Thomas McKean was hounded by the British so constantly that he repeatedly had to move his family. He served in Congress without pay while his family was kept in hiding. His reward was poverty. Francis Lewis saw his own home and property destroyed. The enemy jailed his wife, and she died within a few short months. The British descended upon the farmhouse of John Hart a few months after he had signed the Declaration. He was forced to flee from the bedside of his invalid wife, taking his 13 children with him. The British destroyed all of his property, and they slew his wife. Although he was almost 70 years old, he joined George Washington's army as a private and fought in the war. He soon died of physical and emotional exhaustion. What price freedom? That's the question. The writers of our Constitution put themselves on the line for what they called freedom. And they were not wild-eyed fanatics. They were not insensitive rebels. They had security, men of means, but they valued something else more: liberty. Freedom, standing tall, standing straight, and unwavering, with firm reliance on the protection of God, they declared, quote, "We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." What price freedom? It cost them their all. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross with the dearest and blessed, for a world of lost sinners was slain. In that old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For it was on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. Jesus came to set us free. What price freedom? God's very life on Calvary's cross. What are you doing with Jesus Christ? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. God has come to sign your Declaration of Independence, only if you will declare your dependence on Him. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.